This is a Made for Success audio production.
The title of our book is The Official Guide to Success. The author, Tom Hopkins. Edited by Warren Jamieson. The narrator is Dan Lewis. Introduction. A few years ago in Kansas City for a speaking engagement, I was passing through the hotel lobby when I heard sounds of enthusiastic applause coming from a ballroom. I asked the man at the door who was speaking to the large crowd, and his reply was, "Tom Hopkins, and he's the greatest." I was unable to resist the impulse to slip into a seat and had great trouble finding one. I listened with admiration to Tom as he handled a motivational meeting masterfully. It was highly inspirational, very practical, and of course, positive in nature. I had heard of Tom Hopkins for several years and subsequent to this incident have followed his career with admiration. I think he's one of the best motivational speakers on the American platform today. Throughout my own life, I've tried to persuade people of the great potential that has been built into them by their Creator, and I have tried to outline techniques of faith and thinking that would help release that potential. Some years ago, I wrote a book called The Power of Positive Thinking, which contained my own philosophy of successful living. I'm flattered that Tom Hopkins says he has read this book and others in his early years, and that he has been helped by them in his personal and business life. It has encouraged me that this brilliant young speaker and writer persuades his readers and listeners to employ the principles of positive thinking in their own lives. I'm delighted that Tom Hopkins has written a new book, The Official Guide to Success. In this volume, he shows effectively how the time-tested principles of success in which he and I believe may be geared to the complex demands of our contemporary generation. Mr. Tom Hopkins has the ability to relate the long-proven concepts and ideas for gaining happiness and success so that this generation can understand and use these basic principles creatively. In these pages, he has outlined a workable guide to success, and in my judgment, anyone seeking fulfillment in their lives will find practical and valuable help in the study of Tom Hopkins' The Official Guide to Success. I know that as this book goes out among people everywhere, it will change the lives of many for the better. And that was by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Chapter 1. Throughout our lives, we operate under a set of instructions. Everything we choose to do is governed by them. So is almost everything that happens to us, and almost everything we think we're forced to do. Since the instructions other people give us after childhood have no effect on our personalities beyond the impact we give them, all our self-instructions fall into only three categories. 1. Instincts. 2. Whatever someone else pounded into us during our childhood. And 3. Everything we've pounded into our own personalities since childhood. That makes our self-instructions sound simple. Well, they're not. Our self-instructions are extremely complex. The most advanced researchers in this field claim no more than a general understanding of their processes and interconnections. But one fact is simple. Where our self-instructions are negative, our achievements will be negative. That is, we will lose in our negative instructions areas because we can succeed there only by failing. In other words, we will do what we have programmed ourselves to do. On the other hand, where our self-instructions are positive, we'll achieve a lot. We'll win far more often than we'll lose. We'll do that because we've programmed ourselves to achieve and to win in that area of our activities. Would you like to change your self-instructions in the areas where you're now losing? Fortunately, we don't have to wait for science to gain a complete understanding of these instructions before we can get started on changing them. If we're perfectly satisfied in every way with ourselves, our lives, and our achievements, we won't want to change our instructions. Few people who feel that way will open this book. Most of us want to see a great amount of improvement in our lives and our achievements, and we want to see that improvement fast. We're even willing to think about changing ourselves a bit if it'll help bring those improvements about, aren't we? The changes start with our goals. Nobody is without goals.